There were also major changes in the national guidelines about how to give hormone replacement therapy. Up until that time, they'd been generally positive for the use of hormone replacement therapy. After the results of the trial were published, most of the guidelines were then changed and said that hormone replacement therapy should be used at as low a dose as practical and for as short a period as practical. So basically ruling out the idea that hormone replacement therapy would be used for, you know, 10 years or longer for things like prevention of heart disease. Almost 40% of women between 50 and 69 were taking hormone replacement therapy. So this represented, yes, millions of women who stopped taking hormone replacement therapy.
So you tried to make the link then between this rapid drop that you had seen in breast cancer incidence with this acute publication of the study looking at HRT. And do you think that sort of explained it?
I think that that largely does explain it. I think that the temporal link is very strong, that you see a very large change in health behavior. And at the same time, then you see, you know, a drop in the incidence of some health problems, specifically in this case, breast cancer, that would be linked to such a decrease in the use of hormone replacement therapy. Now, I have to say that there's going to be a continuing debate about this because it's possible that there are other contributing factors. And there was a slow decrease in the amount of screening mammography that was done in the country. You can raise the question that when a woman stops going to see her physician to get hormone replacement therapy, she stops getting perhaps mammograms as well. So all of these things would be worked out, but because of the size of the effect, and because it happened in a patient population, you know, the tumors were estrogen receptor positive that seemed to be impacted by what was ever going on, that we think that it's most likely to be that the major contribution is a change in the pattern of use of hormone replacement therapy.
And I guess the flip side of this is the recognition that for years, essentially, we were causing breast cancers. I mean, you know, 16,000 women would have gotten it, so it kind of implies that, you know, 16,000 cases would have been caused by it.
It certainly raises the issue that some of the cases that were occurring in the United States were actually occurring because of the use of hormone replacement therapy. I should say that one study doesn't entirely prove the causality, and there is some information we're going to get that is going to bear on this observation. One of them is we're beginning to see national registries from other countries that had other patterns of changes in use of hormone replacement therapy, other patterns of changes in screening mammography, and actually in some cases we're using other forms of hormone replacement therapy. And in the end, I think that this will be very useful because I think it may give us an insight as to how to use hormone replacement therapy. There are going to be some strategies that, in my opinion, are going to be safer and some strategies which are less safe for the use of this agent. And I think our result doesn't really change the national guidelines. I think the national guidelines that hormone replacement therapy is a therapy that's acceptable over a short period of time, and by that I really mean, you know, potentially 2 to 3 years, is not an unreasonable thing. That women should be educated about the fact that they're accepting a little bit of risk. Although there are alternatives for managing the symptoms of menopause, estrogen really does do quite a good job. So you can do different things for hot flashes. You can take, for instance, antidepressants, but one could argue whether or not antidepressants are something that you would want to take. There are things you can do for, you know, vaginal changes that occur when your hormone levels change.
I think it's important to clarify, though, what you're saying, which is in contrast to before this trial came out, you would use it to treat symptoms, but not as a preventative, for example.
Right. Actually, if you take a look at the package insert now, they're very specific on this point. And so they say that it's acceptable treatment for menopausal symptoms, for vaginitis, but it is not to be used for the prevention of heart disease.